T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, Joe Giglio in today for both Marks and Reese. Both John Marks and Ike Reese off today. I'm in. Welcome on and welcome aboard. And we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, 888-729-9494. That is how you get aboard. We have the crew here. Come on down and say hi. Ben Livingston back in the studio. And we'll talk to Ben here in a second about, well, his opinion on what I want to start with here. We have a lot to get to today. 4 o'clock. Football at 4 o'clock, of course, as we always do here on Marks and Reese. We will talk to Elliot Shore Parks, as this show always does on Friday, with his latest thoughts on the NFL, the Eagles. I'm sure Carson Wentz comes up, and even a question Elliot posed to me this week that I want to throw back at him and at you guys here with the audience. And at 3:15 today, we will bring on Radio.com MLB expert Joe Girardi, former Yankees manager, World Series manager, and a guy whose name has come up the last couple days on WIP is maybe possibly the next Phillies manager because, well, it feels like Gabe Kapler's on the hot seat. We start there. Another loss last night for the Phillies. They get swept out of Washington. This team is playing abysmal baseball right now. And every single time that I talk to anyone about the Phillies, Gabe Kapler is the conversation. Gabe Kapler's performance, this team's performance under Gabe Kapler. Does this guy know what he's doing? Discipline, and on and on and on. I was on with Angelo this morning. I heard Angelo yesterday twice, both in the morning and then when he called into this show, say that he thought that Gabe Kapler should be fired for not disciplining Gene Segura. And obviously Segura was in the lineup last night. He had a home run, but it didn't matter. The Phillies lost again. And as I look at the Phillies right now, and I look at this entire situation, here's what I see. I see way more problems than the manager of the Phillies. I see a team right now that, you look at the roster up and down, it is a mediocre to below average roster. The Phillies aren't good. We want them to be good. We thought they were going to be good. We thought they had all this talent. The Phillies aren't good. And we keep yelling and screaming about Gabe Kapler. And I look at the manager and I say, what is he doing to hold this team back? Where are the moves that Gabe Kapler is making? Where are the decisions Gabe Kapler is making that you say, you know what? There you go. There goes Gabe again. Cost him another game. When the options are Cole Irvin or Vince Velasquez, you don't have options. And when the bullpen consists of 4 or 5 guys that frankly don't belong in the major leagues, I find it ridiculous that we're blaming the manager for the performance. Here's the reality with the Phillies right now. The reality is the players they brought in, the players that Matt Klentak brought in, have not performed like they're supposed to or we thought they would or they traded for or signed. And I'll start with a name that it's not gotten any heat in this town because we like him, because he said everything right, because he wore an Eagles hat once. I don't know what the reason is, but Bryce Harper's not played well as a Philly. It's okay to say it. Bryce Harper's a bigger problem right now than Gabe Kapler. Bryce Harper has not even out-hit Carlos Santana this year. He has not out-hit Carlos Santana for $330 million. All we did last summer was complain about Carlos Santana. Well, guess what? Bryce Harper's been worse than Carlos Santana. And last night he struck out 3 times, including once in the 9th inning. That's on the manager? It's on the manager that the $330 million player has been worse than Carlos Santana? No, that's on the player. And that's on the GM that brought that player in. Is it on Gabe Kapler that JT Realmuto has not been more than an average offensive player as the catcher? I don't think so. Is it on Gabe Kapler that Gene Segura, forget the hustling thing for a second, and we could debate that and Gabe's role in discipline on this team, and I thought he should have sat Segura down last night. I was with many of you on that. But it's not Gabe Kapler's fault that Gene Segura hasn't hit well enough, that he's been a below average offensive player. So if the offense is below average, which a manager has very little to do with how the best hitters hit. They either go to the plate and they hit, or they don't. He could change the lineup around, which he's done lately to try to spark something, but you're going to run Bryce Harper to the lineup 160 times, and you're going to expect production. They haven't gotten enough production. So the offense hasn't been good. The pitching hasn't been good enough, which we all could have guessed that anyway. But when Aaron Nola has an ERA close to 5, we're going to fire the manager over that? We're going to put the manager on the hot seat because the ace has stunk this year? Because the most expensive player can't out-hit a guy that everyone thought stunk last year? And the bullpen right now, when it comes to this group he has, like last night you're watching the game and Pivetta was not great again, actually exceedingly average again and frustrating, and they go to the bullpen in the sixth inning of that game and the floodgates start to open. The reason is because the bullpen stinks. Seven relievers are on the injured list. Now, when we get to the end of the year, if this team at full strength doesn't show effort, if this team at full strength stinks, if this team obviously doesn't want to play for this manager, that is its own story. But on June 21st, we're putting the manager on the hot seat. The people that should be in the hot seat are Matt Klentak. The people that should be in the hot seat are Bryce Harper and Gene Segura and JT Realmuto. That's the problem here. The best players haven't shown up. 888-729-9494. The bigger issue with the Phillies is not the manager. The biggest issue with the Phillies is this team right now isn't what we thought it was. I don't believe that Gabe Kapler should be in the hot seat. It feels like a lot of people do. Ben, what do you think?
Look, I love Gabe. I really do. I want him to succeed the same way I want Brett Brown to succeed. But just like Brett, I have to take into account the facts here. And the facts are this. Gabe has done a lot of things that have been questionable that seem to make the team worse or throw the team into somewhat of disarray with the lineup. He hasn't managed the players well. There have been issues in the clubhouse. I don't really know what he's done to make this team better. I can't see that. But the difference with him and Brett Brown is this. Brett, I don't know what the alternative is. I don't want to hire Stan Van Gundy. I don't want to hire Mark Jackson. When you look at Gabe, I don't think Gabe has done a terrible job, but I don't think he's done a good enough job for a team that, as you have admitted, is in win-now mode to have him continue as the manager. I mean, look at this. You have John Farrell, Dusty Baker, Joe Girardi, Mike Socha, all these guys on the market that have won a lot in other places. This isn't the same as Doug Peterson 2 years ago where we're going, oh, well, who would you hire, John Gruden? This is, to me, a situation where there are a billion qualified people out there, and that wasn't really the case when they hired Gabe. When they hired Gabe, there were more qualified candidates, but it wasn't quite like this. There are so many people in baseball right now that are World Series caliber or World Series winning managers out there. I don't know how you could possibly look at Gabe Kapler, who has proven absolutely positively nothing in a year and a half, not even a year and a half, in the maybe 250 games, he's proven nothing to me. I don't know how you could possibly look at Gabe and then look at all these other guys on the market and say that if the Phillies lose 7 out of their next 10, that he shouldn't be fired. I mean, it's at the point where they're in a win-now mode. They're not winning. It's not looking up. Everything's going wrong. I have to look at the situation and say, Gabe's not making the team better. It can't get much worse than it is right now. Let's go in and at least bring somebody in who I know can bring stability and push this team in the right direction.
Yeah, we talk win now, and that's what it was supposed to be. But you watch the team. They're not good enough to win now. I don't think it matters who's pushing the buttons. I think we are overlooking the real issues, which is the foundation is cracking. We're like, well, let's put some new windows on or a coat of paint. No, the foundation isn't good enough that this team built. 888-729-9494. I don't believe Gabe Kapler should be in the hot seat right now. I think it's just short-sighted. We're halfway, not even halfway through the season. We want to just throw away the plan. Let it play itself out. Let this team, number one, get healthy, and number two, show itself. Are they going to rally around this manager? Are they going to quit on him? We're going to find out. I mean, this thing will, the answer will be obvious to us at some point. I don't see how the answer is obvious to us right now. 888-729-9494. That is how you get aboard. It certainly feels like Gabe Kapler's on the hot seat, at least in our minds, the way we talk about the Phillies. This isn't about Gabe. This is about everything around him. I don't think he has anything to do with why the Phillies are struggling so much right now. Joe Giglio in for both Mark Cerise, live today at Chickies and Pete's. We've got a lot coming up. Joe Girardi, who Ben actually named a few minutes ago, is a possible replacement for Gabe Kapler, who's going to join the show. He's our Radio.com MLB expert at 3:15. He'll be with us. Elliot Shore Parks later on. We'll touch on the Sixers draft last night, which was not really well thought out by Elton Brand. We'll get to all that, but it's about Gabe Kapler right now and the fact that it feels like he's on the hot seat in this town. And today's poll question here, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. They're having the event of summer. It's the Mark Say Yes Engagement Ring Expo from June 27th through July 7th. Learn more about a special bonus gift by going to marks-jewelers.com/WIP. Should Gabe Kapler be on the hot seat? 65% say yes, 35% say no, and I couldn't be more in the no camp. This team right now isn't good enough. And Gabe there mentioned the home runs. He thinks they're going to slug. The Phillies are on pace, after all they did in the offseason, after all we praised Matt Klentak for, to hit 6 more home runs than last season in total. They're on pace to allow 100 more home runs than last year. This team is the problem. The roster is the problem. The injuries are the problem. Gabe Kapler is not the problem with the Phillies. Rich is in Morristown up on WIP. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how we doing?
Good, Rich. What's up, man?
Joe, we're just looking at Gabe Kapler's, you know, to this point. A manager has to be able to make an adjustment. He has to be able to talk a guy through the down stuff. And you've got guys on this roster that the expectations were mild to start the season. And then they grew. As soon as the roster got put together and everybody went on a tear in the beginning, we were in first place for a long time. The manager needs to be able to sustain that. And, yes, the ups and downs, and that happens in a 162-game season. But the fact that of the matter is his job is day in and day out to look at a guy swinging a bat, to look at a guy performing on the mound, talking to his coaches, working through those things that are not going so well. And the things weren't going well, and we were still winning. Now things are starting to fall out of his grasp. And the Gene Segura thing is like a symptom of that.
I don't disagree that the Segura thing is a symptom of all of this. Because you could just tell the guy is frustrated because he's slumping, and then he didn't run the other night, which he should have. And right. And obviously that's a problem. But in terms of, like you said, to see the issues and kind of work through them, what is he supposed to do if Bryce Harper doesn't hit?
It's not. You can't go to one person. It's the lineup as a whole. Guys that are your support players are as important as Bryce Harper. And yes, agreed, $300 million, the expectation for Bryce Harper should be every night, get the bat on the ball. But what's the coaching said? Like, I feel like, you know, in years past, we've had managers who will get a guy who's in a slump and talk him through it. You know, let's go. Whatever it takes to get that moment, and I think where people are looking at the Gene Segura stuff is not the symptom of this, but the other direction, that Gabe Kapler lets it happen, that he's not taking charge as a manager. And I think that's all anybody wants him to do is any moment take charge as a manager.
Well, I hear that, Rich, and I appreciate the call. But this isn't – it's not going to change – we're looking – I just feel like we look at the wrong things sometimes. Hustle isn't the reason the Phillies have lost 7 out of 9. Hustle's not the reason they just got beat up on this road trip. The symptoms may be hustle, but the problem is the Phillies aren't good enough. Watch this team every night, and I know you do. You don't see enough good players, and the players that are supposed to be good just aren't performing.
But at a certain point, Joe, don't you have to look back to the root of all this? I mean, think about, like, let's take out the results on the field. Let's think about the Fortnite scandal. Let's think about Jake Arrieta ripping the team. Let's think about the hustle issues. At a certain point, I just got to look back to all this. As much as I want to believe in Gabe, I have to diagnose the problem that's going on, and the team struggling collectively, all these guys mysteriously struggling, combined with the fact that there have been all these behind-the-scenes controversies and things that don't look right, I have to put that on the manager. He's the root of all of it.
Well, unless the players aren't what we think they are. And, like, I don't disagree that the stuff going on in the clubhouse and Segura, if you could be upset at the manager for all that, and you could say that he should run a tighter ship. But here's the reality. If Bryce Harper is this, the player he's been so far, he's going to get the next manager fired, too. Like, that's it. If Bryce Harper doesn't hit, none of this really matters. Like, you could sit in the dugout, and it's not going to change much unless the players that we thought were game changers are game changers. How does this team, after what they did in the offseason, have a worse offense this year? It's because Gabe Kapler? I mean, in all April, he didn't change the lineup once. He's changed it recently because they can't figure out what to do because McCutchen got hurt. And obviously, Odubel is somewhere and not here. Brian is in Middletown. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
How you doing?
Great. I was about to watch my son play some basketball, but let me pull out here and listen. I agree with you, Joe, wholeheartedly. I mean, I've been a sports fan for a long time, and it's almost laughable, the fact that everyone wants to put everything on Gabe Kapler. The Phillies haven't made the playoffs since 2012. There's been a lot of things have gone on. It all comes down to what you said, Joe. This team isn't good enough. And you're right. Just like Bryce Harper did in Washington, he got Dusty Baker fired because you couldn't make the plays you needed to do, particularly in the playoffs. and the games are most important. And it's with the Phillies that are concerned about. Because I'm not even angry. I'm not angry at Gabe. I actually like Gabe. But to me, you know, if they don't win the rest of these series leading into the All-Star break, I'm out. Okay? It's, you know, to me, it's indifferent. I don't even care anymore. I have the Sixers for 12 months, basically, with all the activity going on in all season. The Eagles are about to go to camp next month. I don't care. So the whole excitement of signing Bryce Harper, that's over. Because, you know, ultimately, if you want to get someone like me to come out to the ballpark, I want to see you winning. All right, that's all that counts. And, you know, going into the season, my thought was, okay, if you win two out of every three, you know, you win two out of every three games, two out of every three series, then, hey, you know, you can win the NL East. And actually, that's what I was looking forward to, playoff baseball in October. So if we lose the opportunity to play playoff baseball, and I can sense that in July, again, I'm out.
Well, you know, Brian, I appreciate it, man. It's a shame to hear that, not because you're wrong, but because the Phillies, for a moment, felt like they had everybody back. Baseball was back for the first time in a long time with the excitement over Bryce Harper and the way they started the season and the expectations. And I bet there's a lot of people out there like Brian that if this team doesn't figure it out fast and start playing better, attention spans move on. Like that happens. And the Eagles are going to be hyped up in a month when they get to training camp. And obviously the Sixers are a big deal off the year they had last year. But it's on the players to figure this out more than it's on Gabe Kapler to get fired here over this. Like, at the end of the season, if the Phillies stink and it's obvious they don't play for this guy, then it is time to evaluate. I just don't think in June, when they have all these injuries, when they have no replacement for Andrew McCutchen, none, and they have a bullpen that has seven guys on the IL, I don't know what we expect each night. It's like the game starts and we forget about their problems and we say, well, Gabe, you better show us something tonight. And then by the sixth inning rolls around, you're like, oh, Gabe, what are you doing? And then you look at the roster, it still stinks. It's the same roster when they start the game as to when they end the game, usually in a loss lately. Bert in Gloucester, Kansas City. What's up, Bert?
Yo,
Bert.
Hey, man. I think it's time for Klintak and Kapler to go. Klintak saying that stuff that Kapler got better as a manager as the season went on. Didn't the Phillies, like, fall apart at the end of the season? And this closure by committee stuff, the only reason why the Phillies are four games or five games out is Hector Neris is, like, played out of his mind. How long is that going to last?
Well, I wouldn't say they are where they are because of Hector Neris, but, yeah, he's been good.
Well, yeah, I mean, a save is a save. You know, it's better than a blown save.
Right,
well,
of course.
But it's time for them to stop fooling the Phillies fans, get a real GM, real manager, stop playing games. Let's get some winning baseball back. Because I think by September 1st, you might see Middleton set up with both of them and they'll both go.
Yeah, but who's replacing them in the middle of June? Like, this plan, Bert, they just put it together and we're going to dump the plan now?
Time to start with the youth movement. Get Haseley back in there, center field. I mean, it's horrible McCutchen went down, but I would like to have seen him play a full season as a Philly.
He might have played every day or a lot of the time. Bert, appreciate the phone call if he didn't get hurt. But they're not. The Phillies went all in on this year on this team, and they're going through a rough patch right now, and it's not a very good baseball team. But I just can't. I can't sign off on the idea of just let's fire the manager. It's going to fix all the problems. Like Ben mentioned some names before. Joe Girardi is going to join us later. Dusty Baker. There's some brand name managers out there, and those guys are good managers. Are they going to come in and it's going to be like a magic elixir and everybody's going to be fine? I don't think so. I don't think that Dusty Baker comes in here or Mike Socha comes in here and turns Cole Irvin or Edgar Garcia into usable pitchers. They stink. They're just not good right now. And if you expect these players that are here filling in to just perform at a high level, I just don't think you're expecting reality. I don't understand what you want the manager to do in terms of wins and losses. If you're upset at the Segura thing and the hustle thing and the effort thing, that's one thing. But performance of the players, that's not on the manager, especially the everyday lineup. But you can talk about pitching and pitching change, but not on the everyday lineup. Bryce Harper has to hit 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Josh in Northeast Philly. What's up, Josh?
Not much. How you guys doing today?
Good, Josh. What's up?
Yeah, with Kapler, I mean, I think it's a combination of the dramatic decline last year after the All-Star break, and then with this year, just doesn't seem like he has proper management skills as far as with the bullpen and everything. Can't really control players performing, but his team just has a really bad energy about him, and kind of started around the Arrieta opening his mouth. Now we're kind of in this position. So, I mean, either we wash the season and get rid of him now or, you know, do it at the end of the season. But in my humble opinion, I don't think he's the answer.
Well, look, I don't want to get rid of him at all, Josh, and I appreciate the call. And look, they could do that. They could get rid of him today. I don't think it's going to solve their issues. And I'm not sure, as you look at this team, like we talked about expectations before the season, and we said, oh, 90 wins. People said 95 wins. The first four games of the year was like, wow, they're even better than we thought. But as you look at the team every day, how do you look at this team and say they're a good team? I don't. I don't look at the Phillies and say they're underachieving right now. I look at them and say they're not that good. And until they get healthy and until Matt Klentak goes out and gets some help, I don't think much is going to change. And I just find it amazing that the shield for all these players continues to be Gabe Kapler. We don't criticize the players. We criticize Gabe Kapler. Let's talk to Pete in South Jersey. What's up, Pete?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Pete. What's going on?
Good. I was down at the game last night. I'll tell you, I was embarrassed as a Phillies fan watching that game. I mean, Bryce Harper was getting mocked by the fans. And, you know, he struck out in the first inning. And I was with a guy who was a D.C. fan. He said that guy was their worst pitcher by far. And he looked absolutely inept throughout the night. I mean, at one point he swung at a pitch that was about a foot or two in front of the plate, or
yep,
a 3-2 pitch. And it was just embarrassing. He's got nothing right now. And as far as some of the other guys, there was a play with Rhys Hoskins. I don't know if you caught it. He struck out, did not run to first, and I was screaming run, and he picked up a jog. The catcher had trouble picking it up, barely threw him out, and then, you know, Bruce hits a home run the next at bat. And I said, this is what's wrong with this team. You know, they sulk. You know, they get mad. They're underperforming. They're good. I think the lineup's good. They're just not playing to their potential, and I guess that points to the coach.
Or is it a point to the play? I hear you. And Pete, considering what we thought about this team, you're right. You know, they're underperforming. Bryce Harper is way under his career norms. Gene Segura is under his career norms. Real Muto has not been better here, as everyone thought he would, come into a hitter's park. But maybe we just overrated the players. Maybe Matt Klentak overrated the players. I don't know why they haven't hit. It is bizarre. And Pete, appreciate the phone call. But I also know there's nothing that a manager can do. And I'll ask Joe Girardi at 3:15, can you make a player in a slump hit? Like, what do you do? I mean, he managed in the major leagues for a long time. What do you do when there's a guy that has a track record of hitting, specifically Bryce Harper, and he's not hitting? What do you do with the player as a manager? It's one thing as a pitcher, you could take him out when he's feeling good, or, you know, not let him get into a jam. You could use him in different spots, a reliever. I don't know how you fix a hitter. I don't know how they fix Bryce Harper, but it has to change soon. 888-729-9494. That is how you get aboard. And I just think the Gabe Kapler pushback is over the top. Like, to fire this manager now is not going to change the Phillies. It may change the way you feel, but it's not going to change the Phillies' issues. It's not going to change the Bryce Harper problem they have right now. It's not going to change their lack of depth. It's not going to change the GM upstairs in Matt Klentak. Those things will stay here. Whoever manages the team has to deal with all that stuff. Let's talk to who we got here. Ron is up next. What's up, Ron?
Joe, good morning, good afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Ron. How you doing today?
I'm all right, Joe. Joe, listen, I mean, I agree with some of the things you're saying, but I think that there is a core here for a good team, okay? I think we got a lot of junk on this team. We all know about the pitching problems. And the Phillies did not go and here's where I disagree with you, Joe. You know, the Phillies did not go all in this year, okay? Because to go all in, you have to take care of your pitching. They've never addressed it, okay? Everybody knows you're not going to go far without pitching. And we're seeing it, okay? And this thing, to me, Joe, he's lost this team. I am not a Kapler guy. I've never been, okay? But I'm telling you, he's lost this team, okay? That's his job, His job is to handle and manage these players. That's off the field, in the clubhouse, and on the field. Okay? He's not doing it. You know what I see, Joe? I see the Sixers and the Phillies are in the same boat with this new age player and this quote-unquote new age manager. And what's happening is this thing is going sideways, okay? Because these players, you listen, he's their boss. He's not their buddy. I told you this last night, I think. Okay? He needs to get busy. I think it's too late for him, actually. I think he's made his bed with how he handles this team, how he's going to blow up and blow this thing up in the clubhouse.
I hear that, and I know the point you're making, and I get it, but they're not losing all these games because Gene Segura is not hustling. I think we're mistaking one thing for the other. Is that annoying? Yes. Did it cost him a base the other night? Yes. Should he have been on second base? Yes. Would they have scored a run if Gene Segura was on second base? Possibly. But they have a pitching staff that's going to allow 271 home runs this year. They have an offense that's not any better despite all the players they brought in. Is that the manager or is that the team building? And what are we expecting here out of this group right now? Like to go to what they built this offseason and the expectations we all had. Tonight, Dallas Keuchel, who was available until 2 weeks ago, he starts tonight for the Braves. The Phillies don't know who their starting pitcher is on Saturday or Sunday this weekend. Just think about that for a second. They don't know who the pitcher is. And we want to fire the guy that is trying to figure out who to put in there. They could pick another manager tomorrow. Guess what that manager's not going to have? A starter for Saturday or a starter for Sunday. 888-729-9494. It sure feels like Gabe Kapler, if not on the Phillies hot seat, because I don't know what Matt Klentak is thinking, he's sure on the hot seat in the minds of Philadelphia. And I just don't see what he's doing to lose his job. I don't see why this is the problem with the Phillies. I think we're ignoring the real problem, and we're going after a guy that really wasn't liked here from day one, and the opening impression last opening day never wore off. 888-729-9494. You're all your phone calls on the other side. Joe Giglio in for John Marks and Ike Reese today, live from Chickie's Pete's. And on the other side, we have to start, talking about, kind of reminiscing a little bit, because tonight, down at Citizens Bank Park, is the Chase Utley retirement night. So we'll talk about some of the great moments, and we'll talk about players that you wish you could just go back and rewatch and relive it all. Utley is obviously one. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Donald, who is in Chester. What's up, Donald?
I'm all right. How you doing, Joe?
Good, Donald. What's up?
Listen, I have been listening, and I kind of agree with you a lot when it comes to Cap. It's just that the only thing that I could maybe find Cap guilty of, maybe trusting Klentak a little too much. That may be the only thing. But besides all the other things, my question's always been, was this always Cap's team? Was this the team? Because there's a difference between him putting the guys out in the field that he wants to put out there from the guys coming to our city and that being his actual team. Because the only thing that would raise a problem for me is that if this was his team and you see all this struggling and you see how bad the pitching is, well then, yeah, Cap has a problem. I don't think he's fit to be manager. But if this is not really his team, because it goes back to what you said about Bryce Harper getting him fired. Well, if he gets him fired, that means, these were not his guys. These are guys that's already here and that are getting, the money invested into. So I do think it's unfair for Cap. I do. I think it's unfair for him because I don't believe that these guys are taking personal responsibility, and I don't think that they're performing up to par for what they should be doing.
Well, that's it, Donald. That's what I've been feeling for the last couple of weeks. It really goes back to last year, Donald. I appreciate the call, man. Gabe Kapler, here's what he's been. You could say he's been a good manager, bad manager, kind of in the middle, whatever you want to say about Gabe as a manager in Philadelphia, and kind of X's and O's and moves in the game and lineups and all that kind of stuff. This is the one thing we all should agree on with Gabe Kapler. He has been the ultimate cover for players that don't perform. whenever a Philly player struggles, whenever a player on this team over the last year struggles, we blame the manager. Last year down the stretch of the season, Rhys Hoskins stunk. He stunk. He didn't get a big hit at all in September as they crumbled. I didn't hear any criticism of Rhys Hoskins. It was all about the manager and his lineups and where he was putting him in the lineup or whatever it was. This year, Gene Segura doesn't hustle. Gene Segura is the one that should get the... Like this morning, I'll say this. This morning I was listening to the morning show a little bit, and I saw they had a couple polls up. And one of them was, should Gene Segura be booed tonight? And another one was, should Gabe Kapler be booed tonight? More people, at least more percentage of the poll, said that Gabe Kapler should be booed tonight than Gene Segura. Gene Segura is the one that didn't run, not Gabe Kapler. The players just get no criticism, and we just put it all on the manager. And if that's the game he's trying to play, then maybe deep down they appreciate him because they get total coverage from the manager. It's amazing.
But it's also, Joe, for me, a situation where I have to look at Gabe like a parent. And I realize Gene Segura is a grown man, and they're not 20 years apart in age. But a manager's kind of like a parent. He's there to oversee the team, to keep an eye on the players, to make sure that they're all in line, that they're doing their jobs. And if you see a kid acting out in a restaurant, are you looking at the kid or are you looking at the parent? You look at the parent. And I have to look at Gene Segura and say, what did Gabe do in this situation? Which has come out with Rhys Hoskins, too. It's not only a Gene Segura thing. What has he done to send a message that this isn't acceptable? And you know what he's done? He's defended the players. It's like, I'm a millennial. I understand the criticisms of millennials. But if millennials like me were left completely unchecked, we would be completely out of hand. And you need a manager in today's day and age, especially, that's going to be able to implement analytics and do all this, but also prevent players from becoming lazy and prevent players from taking advantage of the situation. And I'm afraid this is going to get out of control because Gabe has set a tone that he's not going to control this team.
Well,
he's going to let players play Fortnite. He's going to let them not hustle. He's going to let them do whatever they want.
Are they losing game? Are they in this skid right now, Ben, because Gene Segura is not hustling?
I think they are in this skid because something is wrong. And when I look at the attitude of the team through the Fortnite thing, through the hustling thing, I think this team is not acting like they really want to win. You have to understand, like, in this situation, you're competing against other teams. So it's not about you not giving full effort. It's about you're giving 100% and the other team's giving 120%. You need a manager that's going to squeeze every inch, every little drop of juice out of a team. And I don't think Gabe's doing that. I think that other teams in division are getting more out of their talent than Gabe is getting out of the Phillies. And that's the problem.
See, I think we want to believe this talent is legitimate, and I don't think it is. That's the problem I see. Is that we all put this number on this team and we anointed them what they were. I mean, heck, go back to the beginning of the season when they were dancing up and down, when they were hitting home runs against the Braves. It's embarrassing. Like, it's embarrassing to look back at that team now. Like, that team thought they were better than they were. This whole organization does that. I mean, Klentak patting himself on the back for the offseason. Well, guess what, Matt? The offseason acquisitions haven't been very good. So I look at the team, and I think there are way bigger problems than Gabe Kapler. And the little things he affects in the game or outside the game move the needle a little bit or not or nothing. They don't move the needle so far in one direction that he's losing games for them. They're losing games because they're not good enough. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Preston, who is in Center City. What's up, Preston?
Yes, good afternoon. Three quick questions. How long did it take them to discover that Franco was an inadequate third baseman, number one? Number two is Yelichson. Could they have picked up Yelichson?
Christian Yelich?
Yeah, the outfielder for Colorado, Yelich,
yes, from Milwaukee. Well, a couple years ago when he got traded to Milwaukee, the Phillies were, you know, there was reportedly that they were interested. I mean, they didn't land him, they didn't do it, but yeah, they probably could have made it happen.
Okay, number three, and I'll get off, J.P. Chapman. Baseball America rated him number one, and he's a stiff. What's going on with Baseball America?
Well, I can't answer what's going on with Baseball America, but I do know there's been way too many Phillies players over the years, Preston, that we thought are very good or could be good, and then unfortunately they don't turn out that way. Preston, who do you want to rewatch if you go back and rewatch the whole career?
Jimmy Rollins.
There we go. On Utley Knight, his double play partner. Preston, I like it. Jimmy Rollins is a good one there. And you know, I think Jimmy's one that we probably didn't appreciate him enough during the time he was here. Like, we... he's one we complained about the flaws, and sometimes we overlook the excellence of Jimmy Rollins and the career he had. Let's talk to Jason in Flemington. What's up, Jason?
How are you today?
Good, Jason. What's up?
I can't believe how many fans are kidding themselves with thinking the team would turn around without Kapler. I couldn't agree with you more on this. And, I mean, what do they expect this team to do, score more than 7 runs every game when this pitching is just serving up, serving up taters to the other team? I couldn't agree more that, and I think Kapler is being made a scapegoat for this entire team's shortcomings. And you're saying the things that need to be said. Thank God, you know, you're on the radio. You're like the only voice on the radio I'm hearing, telling it like it is. And the team, the one person that should be on the hot seat, if anyone, is Klentak.
Yep.
He chose to do nothing about the pitching staff during the offseason. And look what he has to show for it. I really fail to understand that.
Yeah, I mean, he scoffed at the idea of them signing Dallas Keuchel or going out and thinking that he's an upgrade. And we'll see what he does in Atlanta. He pitches tonight for his first time. But, look, I didn't want Keuchel either. I kind of bought into what they were thinking. But there's no way that we could watch what this rotation has been this year and say Dallas Keuchel wouldn't help this team. Of course he would.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just to blame Kapler, you know, like I said, offensively, you blame... They're scoring runs. They scored 4 runs. Good pitching should, that should have made them competitive enough to win a game. But if their pitching is serving up 7 runs or more a game, it's going to be awfully hard to win that game.
Yeah, it's going to be
Kapler's fault.
It's going to be nearly impossible. Jason, appreciate the phone call. 888-729-9494. The Phillies scored 4 runs last night and lost, which is rare for them. I think they're now 35-8 when they score 4 runs. When they score a requisite amount of runs, the manager figures out a way to manage them through the game, and they get a victory. Almost, 80% of the time? The offense hasn't been good enough. The pitching staff stinks. So we're like, you know what? That guy in the dugout, he's a stone-cold moron.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.